this story in the lectionary begins at verse 4, leaving out the introduction to the gospel and to John the Baptist from Isaiah. I don't think that's a good idea. And so I would suggest that you tell the whole story from Mark 1 through verse 11, which includes then the description of the beginning of the gospel, the quotation from Isaiah, and the description of John, and then Jesus' baptism. The beginning of the gospel immediately announces what this is about. It is about Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. So there are two titles, and this is an announcement. This is the beginning of the good news of Jesus, Christ, Son of God. The first sign of Jesus' messianic identity is the ministry of John the Baptist. In Mark, the description of his ministry is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, of the one whom Isaiah foresaw as the predecessor of the Messiah, who would prepare the Messiah's way, go before him in the wilderness. John is then the fulfillment of that promise. In the telling of this story, the prophecy then, from centuries before, needs to be announced as a foretelling of what will come at a time in the far distant future, and as a sign of God's presence, of the movement of God's will. John's ministry is then described as the completion of the work of the prophets. His baptism is a once-and-for-all eschatological baptism. The tradition throughout much of Israel's history was the maintenance of purity by being cleansed from various things that defiled a person. This would happen after a woman's period, a man having a nocturnal emission, touching something that was dead. There were many, many sources of uncleanness. And one would take baths and be removed from normal human contact for a period of time in order to be clean. John's baptism is a once-and-for-all cleansing of spiritual cleanliness brought about by repentance that is then a sign of the forgiveness of sins, of all sins. So people recognized this and went out in huge numbers to be baptized by John and to receive this once-and-for-all cleansing. It is told in a spirit of great joy and anticipation of the coming of the kingdom of God. And this is confirmed by John's costume, by what he wore and what he ate. He lived in the wilderness. He wore a coat of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. So he wore the clothes of Elijah, the prophet, and he lived a prophetic lifestyle. He ate locusts and wild honey. So this too can be told in the spirit of the prophets, of the herald of the new age that will be established by the Messiah. John's preaching is the culmination of his short biography here. He announces that one who is greater than he is coming. Jesus' arrival at the River Jordan and his baptism by John is then a fulfillment of John's prophecy that someone would follow him. And the baptism itself is a confirmation of Jesus' identity. It is described from Jesus' point of view. So this can be told in a way that is highly intimate, that when Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove, and a voice. Literally, it means that Jesus saw the voice. That is, he saw the Spirit coming upon him, he saw the dove, he saw the voice of God. And the Spirit of God's voice is a spirit of love, of intense Father love, rather than a pronouncement by a deep voice in a kind of identification of divine authority. This is a word of intimate love from God, spoken directly to Jesus. We as listeners overhear this dialogue between God and Jesus. That's the spirit that you want to convey in the telling of this story. A spirit of hope, of fulfillment of promise, of love.